This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastura with the news, the headlines first. Constitutional Council recommends Man Bahadur Karki for appointment as Chief Election Commissioner. Prime Minister Balendra Shah appoints Vice Chancellors to 7 universities. Kathmandu Valley water supply to remain suspended throughout monsoon after flooding at the source of Malamji drinking water project. And thousands of people forced to evacuate in Colorado as wildfire spreads. Now the news in detail. The Constitutional Council has recommended Man Bahadur Karki from Morang for appointment as the Chief Election Commissioner. The council meeting held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers recommended Karki's name as the Chief Election Commissioner. The meeting also decided to recommend Dr. Rajiv Subba from Kathmandu for the vacant post of Election Commissioner and also Guru Prasad Wagle from Okhaldunga for the post of Election Commissioner, which will be vacant from the 7th of July, informed Council Member and Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Ruby Kumari Thakur. There is a constitutional provision for the Constitutional Council to recommend names of qualified individuals for vacant positions in various constitutional bodies, including both the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioner. 6 different bills have been tabled in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly. National Assembly Secretary Tul Bahadur Kadel tabled the message received from the House of Representatives relating to Finance Bill 2083, Bill to Raise National Debt 2083, Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083, and the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment 2083. Similarly, the message received from the House of Representatives relating to Cooperative First Amendment Bill 2083 and Bill designed to amend some Nepal Acts related to Institute of Health Sciences 2083 was also tabled in the meeting. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Universities Balendra Shah has appointed new vice-chancellors for 7 universities through an open and competitive selection process. Professor Dr. Bhola Thapa has been appointed vice-chancellor of Trivuvan University. Kisan Datta Bhatta will lead Far Western University while Rajan Suwal has been appointed to Mid West University. Likewise, Rishi Ram Kattel has been named Vice-Chancellor of Agriculture and Forestry University, Shyam Narayan Lab of Rajarshi Chanak University, Devendra Adhikari of Pokhara University and Sujan Babu Marhatta of Purvanchal University. The appointments were made from candidates recommended by the university's Vice-Chancellor's Selection and Recommendation Committee. Minister for Education and Sports and Pro-Chancellor of Universities, Susmit Pokhrel, handed over the appointment letters. The newly appointed vice-chancellors also took their oath of office and secrecy on Friday yesterday. According to the government, this is the very first time vice-chancellors have been appointed through a unified selection process under the Integrated Procedure for Selection and Recommendation of Vice-Chancellors of Various Universities 2083. The government has completed its first 100 days in office, highlighting progress in good governance, anti-corruption efforts, economic reforms and improved public service delivery. Led by Prime Minister Balendra Shah, the government says it has introduced reforms to strengthen accountability, speed up passport and driving license services and implement economic transformation programs through the fiscal year 2026-27 budget. Meanwhile, speaking at a digital platform Pulse RSP and Cybersecurity Orientation Program for party lawmakers, Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP President Ravi Lamichani said the government has laid a strong foundation for good governance. He said the administration has prioritized issues that matter most to the citizens and expressed confidence that it will continue improving by incorporating public feedback. Lamichani added that easier access to government services reflects a promising start focus on serving the public. The water supply to the Kathmandu Valley has been temporarily suspended since yesterday throughout this monsoon after flooding at the source of the Melamchi drinking water project. According to Kathmandu Upatyaka Khane Pani Limited KUKL, the supply of water from the Melamchi River to the Sundari Jal-based treatment center has been suspended as the water at the source of the Melamchi has become muddy, complicating the processing process. The Kathmandu University, KU, has observed the 31st convocation second phase with 1,527 students graduated from various streams. The ceremony chaired by Minister for Education and Sports and Co-Chancellor of the University, Susmit Pokhrel, was held at the university's campus in Tulikhel yesterday. During the event, Minister Pokhrel presented certificates to the students who excelled in various disciplines. With recent update, the number of students graduated from KU has reached 51,567. Among them, 6,039 are foreign students. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जाने मम्मी चाहिँ जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment has released 500 million rupees to the Department of Livestock Services to compensate poultry farmers affected by the recent outbreak of bird flu in various districts of the country. The department had requested funds from the ministry to distribute compensation to farmers who have suffered financial losses due to bird flu. Department spokesperson Dr. Mukul Upadhyaya said that the released funds will be used to provide compensation up to 75% of the loss to the affected poultry farmers. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Food Safety has urged everyone to maintain caution as the bird flu has spread to over 100 places across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. The ministry made aware one and all to stay safe from the infection by taking necessary precautions. Joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, asked all not to carry out work activities that may lead to direct contact with infected, sick or dead birds. He suggested cooking chicken and eggs properly before eating and to inform the nearest livestock service if a dead bird is noticed. A team of Nepali students set to participate in the AI for Good Global Summit 2026 in Switzerland has met Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna ahead of the event yesterday. The students will represent Nepal in the Robotics for Good Youth Challenge to be held from July 7 to 10 under the International Telecommunication Union ITU and a United Nations agency. During the meeting, Minister Timmelsinna said learning innovation and research are more important than winning or losing. He described the team's participation as a matter of national pride and reaffirmed the government's commitment to promoting information technology, artificial intelligence and innovation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate as a fast-moving wildfire continues to spread in southern Colorado, the southwest of Denver in the United States. According to the Al Jazeera, authorities say the Aspen Acres fire has burned more than 270 square kilometers and destroyed over 160 structures. Evacuation orders remain in place for about 2,200 people in Colorado City and nearby communities while heavy smoke has reduced visibility on parts of Interstate 25. Around 50 members of the Colorado National Guard have been deployed to assist with road checkpoints and firefighting operations. Investigators say the wildfire was caused by human activity, although the exact cause has not yet been disclosed. The Aspen Acres fire is one of about 40 large wildfires burning across the western United States. Fire officials say prolonged dry weather and below-average snowfall have increased wildfire risk across the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Likewise, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces and at a few places in the hilly region of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. Similar condition is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitutional Council recommends Man Bahadur Karki for appointment as Chief Election Commissioner. Prime Minister Balendra Shah appoints Vice Chancellors to 7 universities. Kathmandu Valley water supply to remain suspended throughout monsoon after flooding at the source of Melamti drinking water project. And thousands of people forced to evacuate in Colorado as wildfire spreads. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.